Hits 96, we are Chattanooga's number one hit music station, and yesterday we brought up a certain topic when it comes to the world of dating. There was a question out there that was sent to yougov.org. A whole bunch of people answered, and we got a little bit of a buzz going on our Facebook page. People were divided when it comes to this question, so I thought it'd be fun to invite a dating expert based right here in Chattanooga, a good friend of Hits 96, a good friend of the Hits 96 podcast. Hey, what's up? Hello. Brock Olson on the air to talk about said question. Brock, how are we doing?
Hey, Gino, I'm doing great, buddy. Thank you for having me on.
Oh,
I think
course.
This is going to be a fun one.
Yes, no, this is this is right up your alley, I think. This is a good one. And the question
for
is,
sure.
Is it okay to date two people at once if you never agreed to be exclusive? Is that technically cheating? How do you want to approach this question?
So this is a really good question, and it's a question I actually get asked quite often, because I think everybody has this fear of missing out. So this idea is, I need to date as many people as I possibly can to get, you know, the best options, the best opportunities. And usually when they come to me for advice on this, I disagree. I said, actually, what you're doing is prolonging the opportunity to have a genuine connection with somebody, because when you're on a date with somebody, you are actually going to be thinking about somebody else. There's no way you can't. And this is how I prove it. I said, if you were on a date with somebody and that other person that you're also dating walked in, how would you respond? As though nothing's going on? Or would you kind of be like, holy crap, this is probably not the best situation for me? Because if it's the latter, then you know the answer.
Okay.
You know you don't need to be dating more than one person at a time. But I did see on the article, it was divided 50-50 or like 48-52. And I saw what people were saying in the comments. It's like, hey, if it's not spoken, verbally agreed upon, like, hey, we are exclusive, then you're free to do whatever you want. And to an extent, I do agree. Now, I think that really what this comes down to is, how long have you been dating? I mean, if you're talking about, hey, I just went on one or two dates with somebody, would it be cheating to go on a date with somebody else?
Right.
Absolutely not. That's totally fine. You are still checking out options. There's absolutely no loyalty to that person. But if you've been like, if you've gone on like 8, 10, 12 dates, you've been seeing someone for 2, 3, 4 months, and they just haven't had that conversation of exclusivity, and then you go on a date with somebody, this is my opinion, yes, that is cheating, only because you have invested, and so have they, so heavily into you, that I guarantee if you were to say, I know we've been dating for 4 months, but I got an offer from Jack over here, and he wants to take me to a concert, that the person you're with would lose their mind. And I think vice versa, the other person would also be upset. So kind of gets tricky. It really, really does. But yeah, communication is key, and understanding how to broach that topic of exclusivity, especially from the woman's perspective, that can be very, very challenging. Because I know the last thing you want to do is have to tell a guy, hey, are we anything committed? Why aren't you like locking this down? It can really drive you crazy.
Do you have any tips for someone that needs to bring that conversation up? What is the best way to approach that conversation?
That's actually a really, really, really good question. I think that when you are out in public with somebody, and you know, with someone that you've been seeing how they introduce you to like their friends and even family members, like, hey, this is someone who I'm just seeing. Like, you're waiting for them to claim you. Like, you almost want a public proclamation of, hey, we are together. And what you're able to do in moments like that is, maybe when you're on your way to a social gathering, you can even say, hey, when I introduce you, do I just say this is just my friend, or what? How do you want to do that? And you let them have that opportunity to lock it down. And if they are even at that moment like, oh yeah, just say we're friends, then you've got your answer. You're just friends.
I like that, Brock.
You've just gotten your answer.
And doesn't really put any pressure on the actual answer at that moment, because they're going to be more focused on kind of the outing that you're going on, or whatever the case may
be. Exactly. Exactly.
Look at that. That's why they call you the dating expert, Brock Olson.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for the time. We appreciate you giving us a call. We're hoping maybe we can get something going in the near future here where we can have you come back and give us all types of different dating tips and relationship advice. Where can people go for more info if they want to reach out to you? They have more questions about this and numerous other things.
Sure. People can reach me just going to my website, brockolson.com, or Facebook and Instagram at the Brock Olson. You can just slide into my DMs anytime you want.
All right. Brock Olson, everybody, right here on Hits 96. Brock, thank you so much for the time, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.